This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Hillary Niles. Columbia motorists will soon see construction of a new interchange at Interstate 70 and Stadium Boulevard. The Missouri Department of Transportation announced the plans today. Columbia City Manager Mike Mathis says a diverging diamond interchange will be built, allowing drivers to turn left without having to cross opposing traffic.
What it is you basically change from one side of the road to the other briefly and then cross back over. And so there's two stoplights to keep you from, you know, hitting anyone, and is a safer way to cross the traffic.
Mathis says Springfield has two such interchanges which have proven to be effective. Columbia's will be the first in mid-Missouri. Construction will start this Monday. Area engineer Mike Shoup says the project will be completed in the fall of 2014. The project also will widen Stadium Boulevard from north of Interstate 70 to Broadway and Bernadette Drive from Nip Street to Beverly Drive. Columbia businessman and owner of the Denver Nuggets basketball team, Stan Kroenke, is looking to add the Outdoor Network to his sports empire. Outdoor Channel Holdings Incorporated, based in Temecula, California, accepted an offer Wednesday from the Kroenke's Sports and Entertainment LLC. Kroenke submitted a takeover bid for the Hunting, Fishing, and Shooting Channel after the Outdoor Network already had agreed to a merger with a different company. The Outdoor Network says it terminated that agreement before accepting Kroenke's offer. As the Conservative Political Action Conference takes place in Washington, D.C. this weekend, without some notable key players on the Republican national stage, a rift apparently is developing in the Missouri Republican Party between new and veteran factions. State Republican Party Chairman Ed Martin sent an email this week chastising what he called the, quote, old guard. He wrote that his goal for the party is to be more like conservative Senator Rand Paul and less like Senators John McCain or Lindsey Graham. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that John Danforth, a former three-term senator from St. Louis, responded to Martin by asking who else he wanted to kick out of the party. Martin became GOP chairman in January after failed runs for Congress in 2010 and state attorney general last fall. He's associated with the party's more conservative elements. The University of Missouri Press was nearly shut down last year before being moved to MU's Columbia campus. Yesterday, a committee charged with analyzing that string of decisions released its report at an MU Faculty Council meeting. Art Jago, professor of management at the Trulaski College of Business and head of the committee, said MU President Tim Wolf did not technically overstep his authority when he made the unilateral decision to close the press.
And that raises questions as to when and how faculty should be involved in university decision-making.
Describing the decision-making process as, quote, clumsy and opaque, Jago's report calls on university administration and faculty to reach agreement on just what faculty consultation entails. For KBIA News, I'm Hillary Niles.